house, hang the stockings, wrap the presents, ask Lucas to clean up his room, do the groceries, bake cookies. Right. Go get vaccinated.
The holidays are fast approaching. Get vaccinated against COVID-19 now so you'll be protected in time. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
The following is a previously broadcast program.
Why put us under pressure? Why can't we live without the pleasure of loving who we love? Love is just enough. Why do we live with the judgments? Why do we suffer all your comments when love is all we want? Free to love who we want. Freedom, try, but we'll fight until we bleed out. We know we don't belong, but we stand just as strong. Why do you think it means something to me? Why, when it never was about me? I've heard it all before. I never.
My name is Nick Sato. You just listened to my song, Colors. You are on CKUT 90.3 FM on this beautiful Tuesday evening, November 15. And it's currently cloudy, minus one. Oof.
Hey, everybody. You are listening to CKUT 90.3 FM, like Nick just said. If you are a longtime listener to CKUT, you might be a little confused because this time slot used to be reserved for the All Gunny and Geha show and Nipivot. But both of those shows are taking a break from being on the air right now, and so we have something new and hopefully fun for you. What we're going to do today is that I am here live in the studio with King Rose, the founder of Transgenders Records.
Hey.
And Nick Santo, who is a musician, producer extraordinaire here in Montreal, whose music we were just listening to. And also Alex, the coordinator of the music department.
Hey, hello.
I am Jack. I'm the coordinator of the spoken word department. And what we are doing here is that we, CKUT, has been the recipient of the Radio Meters grant from the Community Radio Fund of Canada this year. It's a grant that funds different sort of projects at community radio stations. And the project that we are doing is a series of residencies for queer and trans musicians of color here at the station. So we're providing, you know, airtime, equipment, social media, all of that kind of stuff. And we are going to be running 6 residencies. And Nick is our first resident. So, Nick, I'll pass the mic to you, and you can, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, and welcome to CQT's Airwaves.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me and for giving me this opportunity. What is there to say about me? I am a singer, dancer. I dabble a little bit in production, but I cannot say producer extraordinaire just because
bad.
I'm not... No, no worry. It's just because I'm, like, not there yet. But maybe one day I'll be there. So I'm a singer, I'm a dancer, I'm a performer. I've done a lot of acting in my life. I've performed for Pride Montreal 2019, 2020, 2021. I've done Mural Fest in 2021, I believe, in the heart of the pandemic when everything was super weird. I was at Toronto Pride in 2022 as well. Just for laughs, for the celebration of Mado's big 35 years of career. I did Ottawa Pride as well, 2020. So I have like a lot of prides under my belt, let's say. And I've had a show, actually, a radio show, but that, again, during the height of the pandemic. So everything was recording in my... in my living room with my dogs running around. So there was a lot of having to retake, and I had no team behind me, so I had to make all the cuts and everything. So it was hectic. Let's say it was hectic. So excited to be here and to get the chance to finally live what it is to have a live radio show. It's actually, I'm super nervous, but I'm excited at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, we here at CKUT can definitely speak to that experience of programming from our respective bedrooms, living rooms, home offices, you know, et cetera. That's basically the way that programming here had been happening for the whole pandemic. So people returning to this studio is pretty new and still pretty exciting. And yeah, we're very used to hearing like people's cats getting into fights, or you know, dog knocking over their microphone or whatever,
or their kids sitting on their lap.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
there's a lot of guest hosts under the age of 5. Yeah,
yeah. I would also say that Montreal construction noise has featured heavily on the airwaves for the last couple of years, which was definitely an unintended advertisement.
I mean, the unintended advertisement is out of our windows, too, even if they're not on the airwaves.
For real. So, do you want to tell the listeners a little bit about what your plan for the residency that you are doing is?
So, in the last year and a half, I started working with Transgenders, so with Black Casper, and I started... meeting a lot more artists who are in much more of the quote unquote underground scene, and that are artists color, trans artists of color. Sorry, I was trying to figure out my brain. I know how to speak, I promise. I know how to speak. I'm just trying to figure it out all. All out. Yeah, whatever. We're there. Yeah. We're here now. So, and through my first radio show, I was trying to bring forward artists of the LGBTQ scene of Montreal. So, Joe Chage, through my show. So give them a spotlight moment, an interview. I would do monthly playlists, so they're still up on my Spotify. And so I would heavily, if not all of the music that I would play on my show was all artists from here. Mm-hmm. And the talent that we have in Montreal that are artists from the 2SLGBTQ community is insane, but we never get the chance. So that's what I want to do. You know, there was this one time I was told, well, if you find that there's not enough opportunities for artists of color, then why don't you make some? And it was like a snarky comment. It was like a really snarky comment. Yeah. So I took that to heart and I said, you know what? I'm going to make that. I'm going to try whatever I can through my art and through my craft and through the energy I have, because I have a lot of energy, like a lot of energy. So why not use whatever platform I have already to bring everybody with me? Why not all hold hands and help each other to get to the next level together? So that's what I want to do with my show. I really want to do a mix of live sets, so Tiny Desk, but reimagined. So we're going to have a crowd there, and the artists are going to perform live, and then you're going to get to hear them again live here, having an interview. And then I'm also going to bring forward musician artists. So whether it be from theater, from dance, from visual arts, I really want to do a spotlight for us and show just how much there is talent in our community and how much the world is missing out by not looking, you know?
Yeah. That rules. We're so excited to have you. So excited for, you know, everything that you just said. The genesis of this project was really like, you know, so much of us who are musicians or artists or whatever, like really lost a lot of income during the pandemic because you couldn't perform, you couldn't play shows. And who are the communities that are going to be hardest hit by that? Obviously, it's going to be queer people, trans people, people of color, and the intersections of those. So, yeah, couldn't imagine a more perfect first resident for this program. So stoked that you applied. Just so that everybody else who might be listening knows, we do have 5 more residencies after this one. Each of them is a 6-week-long residency, and we are accepting applications for anybody who is interested. I'm really going to out myself here. I don't actually know where we have the applications posted for this. Alex, do you know?
Yeah, hold on.
I know it's on the Instagram. There was a post about it.
It's definitely on our socials. I don't see it up on our website, which is something that I will fix post this show.
I'm looking at the application right now, but it doesn't say that I'm on my phone. Anyway, we'll find it and get back to the listeners shortly with the info.
Yeah, we promise. And King, I know that you have been doing a lot of work in promoting the residencies.
Yeah, so the link is on my page, my Facebook page. If you don't know, you can also contact any of us on Instagram or on just social media in general, and we'll direct you to it. And if you also need help applying, don't hesitate to ask for it, you know, because this is not supposed to be intimidating. A lot of people so far have been like, oh, I'm intimidated to apply. Like, don't be intimidated. Just, you know, reach out, be like, I want to apply, I need some help, and we'll guide you through it. There's no problem, you know, because this is meant for people to succeed, you know.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that's a really good point, is that we don't want this to be intimidating. We don't want it to be like a barrier to people being able to apply. Like, if you have an idea and you want to apply, but it seems, you know, you don't know how to fill out the form or you don't know what to say, get in touch with King or myself or one of us, and we will happily walk you through that process.
Yes.
King, do you actually want to step back a little and like introduce yourself? Because we didn't do that.
See, so I'm a ghost. Nobody knows where I come from. I just appear. I mean, it's true, right? My name is Black Casper. Also, King is my work name, my boss name, my behind the scene name. my king name. I'm joking. And Black Casper is more of like my public persona, so you've probably heard about me like that. So yes, I'm the founder of Transgenders, which is the first record label in the world that's dedicated to trans people, that I started because people were like, oh, there's no opportunities, create them yourself. So I did that. And then guess what? People do not support us when we create our own opportunities. So trying to like make this label live and survive without any funding and without a big team, really, because right now it's pretty much just me. So that's what I do, Transgenders. Otherwise, I also, I'm a big nerd. And so I spend most of my time talking about superhero, okay? Because I created this universe called Black Casper. That's a transmedia universe. It's transmedia. I love it. It's a universe that talks about this superhero who became a vigilante because the world of superheroes is corrupted. And so I spent all my time working on that. So it has a play, a little video game, the music videos. Right now I'm also working on a comic book. And so I'm a ghost and a nerd.
That is extremely cool. how do listeners find that stuff?
If you go in front of your mirror and you say Black Casper three times. So you can Google Black Casper, but the A's are X's because I'm non-binary.
Yeah. Very cool. So that's BLXCKCXSPER.
Yes, or you can ask Alexa BLXCKCXPER.
Yeah, there we go.
That's how she says it.
Oh, amazing. So we're flying pretty fast and loose here. At this juncture, is there any music that anybody wants to play?
I can play something. Okay. Wait, let me plug this.
Okay. Let us hear what you do.
Yeah.
Yes. You know what? I'm going to play a demo.
Ooh. Sick.
Because, okay, so basically, you know, on est au Québec ici.
Yeah.
in order for us to have money or like to have any type of funding or whatever, we need to sing en français, okay? So I'm gonna play a song en français, okay? I'm sorry, CKUT, if you have, probably you'll get more funding thanks to this next 3 minutes. Okay, let's do this.
All right, let's do it.
Je sais que je dois partir demain, mais je t'ai attendu si longtemps. font mal. Mon cœur m'a dit bye. Séduit par ta vibe, les mots viennent me chercher. Ça fait des heures que l'on parle. Pas de déni, je suis sous le charme. Cette envie comme une vague, elles viennent me chercher.
Hey, you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. And I know you tried to just Shazam this song and it did not work because what? It hasn't been released yet. Exclusive!
With the sound effect.
You heard it here first. So, yeah, you know, keep it locked on CKUT because you never know what kind of cool stuff we are going to play for you. So, yeah, we are here. I'm here. I'm Jack, spoken word coordinator here at CKUT, live on the air talking to Black Casper, the founder of Trans Trenders record label, whose music we were just listening to, and Nick Santo, who is our first residence for our Transforming the Airwaves residency program, which, if you're just tuning in, is a series of six-week-long residencies that we're doing here at CKUT. Priority is for trans and queer musicians of color. And, we're looking to, you know, the honorariums are paid, and we're looking to just, like, give some financial opportunities related to music to artists who maybe, like, lost income during the pandemic.
It's also a good opportunity to, like, boost your portfolio, you know, because it's the idea is, like, you get paid for the residency, but at the end of the residency, you also get a complete package. Like, you've done shows for a whole month. Mm-hmm. We are going to work around, like, branding, around content, around structure, and also, like, how to describe your show in a way that you can get funding for it later on, you know, because that's also a lot of, I think it's the biggest thing that people and artists have an issue with is reaching out to people mm-hmm. and getting support for their projects. Because even for the residency, a lot of the applications, when we ask people for their idea around the show, they give us like one sentence. And that usually doesn't work, you know what I mean? So you have to like learn how to sell yourself. And I know it sounds really bad and nobody wants to do it. Mm-hmm. Every independent musician hates marketing, and I know that, but the thing is we're in a very overcrowded space at the moment, and so you have no choice if you want to make a living. And so this residency is also an opportunity for you to learn how to do that while being creative, and you know, hopefully at the end it leads to something long term for you, you know, so don't hesitate to apply.
Yeah. And beyond that, I find that it teaches you brand new skill sets, right? So if you're not too versed or like just a beginner when it comes to like sound stuff, well, you get to learn all that. You get walked through all of it. So you have an actual team training you on how to do all these things in case you want to continue later on and you don't know what might come from it. You know what I mean? And honestly, like if we can come back to the topic of like it being very intimidating, I'm not going to lie. I was extremely intimidated. And honestly, after my first meeting with the team, I was pretty secure with everything. It was just the idea of like creating content after that. Where was I going to go? How am I going to present something that hasn't been done before? Because everything technically has been done already. So how do you renew that? And then there's a whole team behind you helping you figure that out too, right? Mm-hmm. So I'd say just like shoot your shot. Just go for it. Try it out. You don't know what might come from it. You might love it. You might hate it. You might find out that you have a skill in speaking, you know?
Yeah.
It's fun to talk.
Yeah. Yeah. And you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Yeah. So, you know, shoot your shot. Apply. Hit us up. Ask for help if you need it. We would be delighted to do so. Really consider this like, this can be where you develop your portfolio, where you develop your skills, mm-hmm. where you try stuff out. We're not looking for, I mean, you know, if somebody has like a back catalog and kind of like a career that's taken off, that's cool. And if you don't have those things and you want some help launching that, that's also super cool. Mm-hmm. That's what we are here for.
Yeah, I think if you like, if you want to apply, the most important thing, I think, is think about, first of all, think about what you want to do, because I know Nick is here and is more around music and everything, but this is not a limitation. If you're not a musician, if you don't want to talk about music, if you're a nerd like me, for example, and you decide to talk about football, aka soccer, from the point of view of a trans person, first of all, please hit me up. I would love that show. but you know, that's also a possibility. Like, but think about what makes you happy. Like, what's your niche, the thing that like really makes you passionate? And if you're passionate about something, people will listen to you talk about it for hours, you know what I mean? And yeah, and why are you the person that's the best person to talk about this or to make a show like that, you know? Because that's the first things that people ask for when you apply for grants, for example. It's like, okay, cool, this is the project that you want to do. Why is it unique? Why does it need to be done now? And why are you the person to do it? And those three questions, once you figure that out, everything else becomes a lot more easier to figure out. So yeah,
and to be honest, those three questions, often you might freeze at the idea of having to write it out, but you've probably already said it in the past before why you'd be the perfect person to do it. So just like dig in your mind a little bit and remember what you said. Maybe it was on a party night where you were having this really deep conversation in a bathroom at 3 a.m. about wanting your own radio show. So just do it. Really, just do it.
Ask your friends.
Ask your friends. That's the thing.
Honestly, because also we have a tendency to like judge ourselves so much. The type, I'm sorry, but some of the things I say to myself, I would never say to my friends. Uh-huh. And so every time I catch myself and I'm like, why am I talking about myself like that? And then ask about like your friends, like, why do you love me? Like, why is so special about, like, what's so special about me? Why do you want to be around me? And they'll tell you, and like, maybe you just need that to learn how to point forward, you know?
For real, I find all the time, like, when I, you know, am applying for jobs or grants or whatever and trying to write a cover letter, and like, I'm thinking about myself and being like, I don't know. I have nothing good to say. Like, I have to hit up a friend and be like, hey, how would you describe me to the world? And that's always, you know, mm-hmm. that like gets turned into first person and, you know, ripped off and plagiarized and put in my job application. So thank you, friends, for getting me jobs.
That's how you know which friends are bad friends, too.
Absolutely.
So, you know, might help you do some, like, spring cleaning.
Spring's around the corner. I'm skipping winter.
Winter is canceled. That's why this winter we're celebrating Christmas on the what?
On the beach.
That's right.
Which is what?
Which is a song. It's a song. So.
What song is it? Tell us more about it.
This is like, this is how you know that we're trans. We're just so good at transitions.
But now you see us, now you don't. I'm somebody else.
But yeah, no, it's a funny story, but like at the end of August, I got an email from the distribution house with who we have a deal. And they were like, oh, it's Christmas soon. If you want to have a Christmas song out, it's a good opportunity to get playlisted and to get promoted when no other music is playing on the radio. And so I was like, I hate Christmas, especially I hate Christmas music. So how can I make a Christmas song that's so not Christmas, but I can still just like, it's like a trans person. It's fooling everybody. So I don't know. Maybe we can play it now if you wanna.
You know, yeah, play it. Do
Let
it.
Me hold on. I'm gonna get it off of Spotify. That way, I'm gonna get myself a stream at the same time.
Hey,
0.0.0.0.01 cent.
I just wanted to mention for people that would like to apply, the best way right now is to go to CKUT's Instagram, and in the bio, there's a link, something that says Linktree, and then click on Apply to Paid Radio Residency for Trans Creatives.
There we go.
Yes.
And I'll make sure that's up on our website.
It'll go up on our website, which is cqt.ca.
Yeah. All right. Let's hear.
Are you ready?
This is definitely my first Christmas song of the year. So
let's go.
Let's go.
It's a party, we're trying to live it up till the morning. ce point, tout le monde sait que je suis là. Je viens pas aller ma vie, tout le monde sait ça se fait pas. Confiture de figues et un bloc de foie gras. Un peu de rosé, beaucoup de ganja, on va se mettre bien. Ouais, c'est une garantie. Après tout, c'est ça Noël, on va pas se mentir. C'est ma saison de prédilection. Capricorn vibe, je suis en pleine ascension. Quand tu vas dans le bloc, le focus sur mon argent, je work. Pour que mes potos soient contents, je work. Yeah. For moments like that, that I work. I'm trying to play hard, so I work, yeah. I be racing through life like an F1. Driving my heart, cause I'm trying to be the best one that I can be, yeah. I'm trying to live a long time and spread love to the world, yeah. I'm on one, yeah. Hey, it's a party. We're trying to live it up till the morning with the homies. I don't wanna be with nobody. With nobody. No one but my homies. I don't fear my hangover tomorrow. Cause we don't plan to get no sleep. Daddy list, that's where you can find me. Daddy likes to give me some money so I can party with my homies. My homies, my homies. To keep it up, we have a boozy brunch. Liquor in my coffee, I'm getting tipsy. Just wanna twerk while I sip a little punch. Yeah, I guess I'm gonna go crazy. We are, yeah, we don't care, we're having it.
Newsflash, a latest report coming straight from the White House. We are announcing that winter has been officially canceled.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No more winter, y'all. No more winter. I know it might feel like winter outside, but we're canceling it. Starting tomorrow, it'll be 25 degrees.
In my head. Because outside is going to be minus something and I'm going to be crying.
It's not allowed.
You won't be crying because your tears will freeze.
No.
And you know, that's something I always ask my mom. And you know, I've been here for years now. And I always ask my mom, I'm like, you know, when we were in Orlando, didn't you want to get lost in the airport and maybe get out so we don't come somewhere where the air hurts my face?
Yeah.
I was born for the sun. I was born for the heat. I wasn't born for this cold.
This is how you know how much immigrants love this country, because let me tell you,
no one would otherwise voluntarily live here.
Exactly. It's like, I would rather freeze for 9 months out of the year than go back to where I come from.
It's the rights. It's the rights. It's the rights and the imagination of freedom.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Freedom so intense, it just pierces you through your bones, you know?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So I was just talking about what I'm thinking to do next week. My first two guests will be Apollin, who will be performing, as well as Shadia, who is this amazing playwright, artist. Like, I could go on and on about their CV, but like, we wouldn't have enough time right now to talk about it all. So, and the time slot hasn't been decided yet. We'll announce all that on Instagram, right?
Yeah.
On Instagram.
Facebook. Yeah, it'll be all over our socials where we're, you know, trying to make it work, trying to make sure that we can have people live on the air because it's just so much more fun. So yeah, we will let you know plenty in advance so that you can tune in at the correct hour.
Absolutely. And I think we could even announce a little bit in advance where we're going to be shooting the music portion. So the live music portion. So if any of you want to show up, it's a free event, right? So y'all can show up and come support the artists that are going to be performing. And then you can tune in to CKUT the next day or 2 days after to hear their interview and learn more about them. And then follow them, because that's what we need. We need follows. We need people to show up at our shows. Talking about shows. Yeah, exactly. We need a lot of money. So buy our merch. Just throw money at us. It's going to be our pleasure, so we can put on even better productions, which I'm actually launching my newest EP in April 8th. It's going to be at House Gang.
Okay.
It's April 8th. The doors will open at 7, and I'm going to have actually 5 artists opening the show, including Black Casper, Isis Baga, Pitsula Clack. There's going to be Kiara, and I'm forgetting one person.
Erica,
of course. And it's so funny because Erica is my neighbor and our dogs are like lovers. And I always keep on forgetting her. But yeah, they're going to be doing the first hour of the show, the opening, and then I'm going to be backed up by 6 dancers. So it's going to be a full production with costumes. There's going to be merch on site. So like...
Oh, wow.
Show up, show out. It's going to be a super night. There's going to be DJing. So it's going to be a whole party, you know? It's going to be really fun.
Are tickets available for that already?
Not yet.
Okay.
Just because I am finalizing all of the final details and also waiting to see if I get the grant I applied for. So we're crossing our fingers, our toes, and everything that can be crossed right now on our bodies, because without the money I'm not gonna be able to do it, just because it's a very expensive production, and I want to be able to pay everyone a good salary, not just like a little flimsy nightclub salary. I really want to give everyone like a nice salary, so they know that they are appreciated and that this is the real money they should be making, and that's what they should be asking for, you know? Because I think that's the biggest problem as artists. We often downplay our talent and downplay our rates just so we can have the chance to perform and get seen. And then at the end of the day, we spent more money on our performances than we gained. We're tired. We have no money and the follows aren't there.
Yeah.
Because no matter how good our music is, and I like, I sound so full of myself, but I think my music is good. I really like my music.
Your music is good. It's good.
For myself, I like my music. I don't put out anything I wouldn't listen to, but it's like, it doesn't catch on. And I had this comment the other day at a party. I was talking with someone and they said, I was talking about so Pride Montreal, how they've been having a little bit of issues, paying people the proper amount of money they should be paying, and giving big artists that don't need the money, giving them the money, and then the local artists don't get really paid all that much. You know, my first performance for Pride, I was paid, I think, $300, but I spent $6,000.
Oh my
And
gosh.
I mean, I don't have that cash flow. Yeah. I work up to 60, 70 hours a week. I have 3-4 jobs. So it was money that all came out of my pockets with the blood, sweat, and tears coming out as well. So it's like, where was I going with this? Sorry.
It's just straight up insulting, because ultimately it's like, even during the pandemic where people are like, art is not essential, but it's like, yeah, but what were you doing in your living room? Like, everything that you look at is art. There's music everywhere. There's graphic design everywhere. There's art everywhere. Without art, you would be, like, depressed. And the thing is, like, when you have events like that, you're basically paying to work, which is ridiculous. But if you're invited for a show and your salary does not cover the Uber there and back and a nice meal and, like, minimum $25 an hour for the hours of prep it put you into rehearsing, putting the set list together, and like, you know, then you paid to perform. And I performed at Pride Montreal too. I guess this is call out hour. When we said winter is canceled, we were talking about Pride Montreal. Which, I mean, I can say that because they actually canceled the parade last year. So, yeah, but it's like, you know, the first time I performed for them, I did two shows the same day, okay? It was 15 minutes each show. I was paid $150 total. And that only covered, like, yeah, just part of what I needed, because I also had dancers. I also had, like, I made visuals to be, projected on the screen. I had all of that, like, I had to pay transportation for all the people involved. I had to pay somebody to handle my merch, like, everything, you know? And then it's, like, it's a whole production. You have to pay people out of your pocket. And then you get on stage, and everybody looks at you like, oh, my God, I bet they're rich. And it's, like, or you get press, and everybody's like, oh, you're doing so well. I don't need to book you. You don't need my help. And you're like,
I'm scraping by trying to figure out where my next meal is going to come from. You know what I mean?
It's like, yeah, I'm still paying for this performance last summer that you think made me so rich that I'm still paying for it. You know what I mean?
And it's like that dilemma where I do have friends in the whole comedy, but it's also like, so Pride has come somewhat, but still not. They have a lot of work to do, and I have some friends in there, and it's like, from a friend point of view, seeing the big fiasco of this year, I'm like, oh, that really sucks for all of you. But then, as an artist and as an activist myself, I'm like, y'all couldn't figure yourselves out.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all have 6 million as a budget, and you couldn't
more than
figure
that,
your well what they get officially is 6 millions, but then they make money off whatever donation they get and whatever else, but their official real budget is 6 millions.
Oh, because I heard like 15, 16,
so that's
like
probably
that.
From all the ticket sales and all donations and all the extra companies, but the real number is 6 millions.
That's still a lot.
That's a lot of money. So it's like there's a dilemma, and to come back to that conversation where I got lost. So this person was telling me like why we were talking about like how Pride wasn't let's say putting enough local artists on the big stage that are underground, that are from our community, that are people of color from the 2SLGBTQ community. And then the person's like, well, I want to see the big artist. Why would I go see that artist? And I told them that you're the problem. You're the reason why these corporations keep on paying us that little, or not actually paying us at all. Because if you come to one of my shows, I know you're going to get out of there flabbergasted. You're going to be blown away. You're going to be like, why aren't you on the big stage? Because that's the question I get every year. And I'm asking the same question. Why am I not on the big stage?
Yeah.
Because they're putting straight cis people on the big stage.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Francophones, too.
Oh, yeah.
Mainly.
Yeah. And I mean, this is also a problem that happens. Like, Alex and I have spent a lot of time in kind of like the DIY punk community. And it's a conversation right now with, you know, companies like Ticketmaster who have swept in during the pandemic and bought up venues. And now, you know, whenever you go to buy a ticket, even to like a local gig, you know, you see that the ticketing website is owned by Ticketmaster. And, you know, what were the tickets for the like Blink 182 tour? They were like upwards of $1,000 in some places to see like a punk band. And meanwhile, you know, people who are playing in like DIY punk bands are making maybe like $20 or $40 or $60 a show, or and so, you know, there's a lot to be said for like the state of the industry and
it's a mess.
I mean, and like the value of local DIY artists.
But also the mindset of people around, you know, there's some people I'm not friends with anymore who have actively asked me if some of my shows were free and wanted me to give free tickets when they were $10. But then I see them spending $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 to go on a monthly big month trip. And I'm not the one who's going to tell you how to spend your money, but if you're able to spend $500 to go see Bad Bunny, I'm expecting you to pay $40 to come see my show. Don't ask for a discount, don't ask for a free ticket, don't ask for a comp, don't ask for nothing else. Just throw the money at me and we're going to have a good time and we'll have shots later, you know what I mean?
And
it's like, stop being so greedy.
Well, it's, you know, I've done doors. I've been booking shows for a long time, and I often do doors at my own shows, and my shows are often, you know, pay what you can. And people will roll up to the door and they'll be like, oh, I only have $5. And I'm like, yeah, okay, that's cool. And then they come in and then I see them like buying pint after pint after pint after pint at the bar. And I'm like, I get it. You have like your priority in your lifestyle, but like I have, you know, four local bands or maybe three local bands and a touring band who like, I want to pay for this show. And like, you could have paid more than $5 at the door.
It shouldn't be pay what you can. It's pay what you should.
Pay what you should.
I'm sorry, but like, if you're a white cis person and you come to my show, me as a black trans migrant, who also like a whole nother conversation, but we cannot have grants, okay? So when you listen to my album, that's sex work money, okay? I mean, let's just say it like it is. You know what I mean?
And the we're thing not is, ashamed like, of it either,
right? So it's like
to be ashamed of.
Now I say pay what you should. It's not pay what you can. It's think about your privilege. It's think about, like, you know, like, where you are and, like, on what land you are and, like, how much opportunities you have and, like, how, yeah, you, yeah. And it's also, like, this whole thing is contributing to something that happened during the pandemic that honestly, like, hurts my heart. When I listen to the latest Beyonce album or the latest Drake album, before the one that he just dropped, the one that like was really bad house music, it just hurts my heart because I'm
like
now you hear all these people making queer music. Let's be honest, Beyonce yeah. is making queer music now because queer is trendy, and all these people would rather pay more money to go see Beyonce do something that we've been doing for decades, and we do so much better. Let's be honest. Because also, like, Drake, you put me in a studio, you put me in my bedroom for a week, and I do the song that you heard earlier, times five, okay? Mm-hmm. You put Drake in a bedroom for a week, and homie comes out with one tweet dissing Meg Thee Stallion. You know what I mean? We're not the same people.
I mean, we sat down together, and we wrote a full song in 2 hours?
Yeah, that's without any money, without any, you know, people in the room, like... You know, and we also, like, when we write a song about queer empowerment, it's written by queer people. Mm-hmm. No shade to Beyonce, but when Beyonce writes a feminist song, it's written by men. you know what I mean? And it's also, so for me, it's just, like, we have all of these, and on top of that, all of these artists like Drake, like Kanye, and all of that, that people are still supporting, that the baffles my mind. Mm-hmm. People will support those people till the end of time, which is very much like a cult, and it's very disgusting, but let's just... Meanwhile, they yeah. could be supporting us, you know what I mean? And then you have artists like Kay Trinada, who's from Montreal, black queer artist who has music that's so unique, and honestly, I think... brought something completely new to the industry, won Grammys, and I swear to God, you go in the street, you say Kay Trinada, nobody knows the name. Yeah. And for me, that's like, how dare you, like, people coming out of this city, not just, you know, it's not just in, like, music, but everything. We have people coming out of this city, like, we have 6 Montrealers going to the World Cup next week, and nobody talks about it. And I'm like, Montreal... Your city is breeding talent. Talk about it. Be proud of where you come from. Like, I don't know. That just, yeah.
Yeah, the level of talent, like, it's not, you know, it's not like these big artists have all of this money, have all of this backing, so they have all the talent. Absolutely not that. Like, the amount of talent that we have in our local DIY communities mm-hmm. is off the charts. And it's just, you know, it's... You can pay $500 to go see a big artist at, you know, a big venue, and, like, you know what you're going to get. You're going to get a performance that looks like the music video. It sounds like the album that you bought. And it's, like, really safe. You could pay $40 to go to a DIY show, and you're probably going to see something that would blow your mind. Mm-hmm. But, like, there's, you know, you have to, like, go out and do that.
Mm-hmm. Some of my favorite shows are the underground shows. Actually, I have more fun than going yeah. to the big events, because, and that's something, like, I went to see Tyler, the Creator, and mm-hmm. people are nuts, like crazy. Like, the stage was split in two, and at a certain point he just moved from one stage to the other, and people started swarming, but running to the point where I almost got literally trampled. And it's like, I get you're excited, I get you're young, but then if you're gonna spend all that money and put all that energy on this artist, can you at least spend a little bit of money and a little bit of that energy on me?
Yeah.
Like, give me that chance and come see me, and I promise you I'm gonna blow you away too. Yeah. I might not have all the money to have the big sets and the big venue, but stages. I'm gonna do what I can. Yeah, you know what I mean? I want to have two stages. I want to go from one place to the other on a fucking boat.
Sometimes it would be nice to have one stage when you're playing the floor in the middle of a bar, you know?
Yeah. With a proper mic that worked the whole way through the show, you know what I mean? Yeah, and speakers that don't blow up.
Yeah.
Oh my God, honestly.
I find big concerts really uncomfortable, actually. So after a while, I just stop going to them.
Yeah.
I don't like the big crowds. I don't like how it sounds sometimes in those big, giant rooms. And
I find big concerts, like, they sound exactly like the album. And it's impersonal. You know, you're just watching something play out. But you go to a DIY show that you might spend, like, $10, $20, $40 to go to. And, like, you're in a room with an artist who is interacting with you. There's, like, interaction with everybody else there. You can, like, feel the energy of it. And there's something really magical about that. And I just find, like, big shows they don't have that magic. Mm-hmm.
And what's
all.
Great about it is that you get to meet the artist one-on-one. You get to learn and meet the artist and get to know who they are. And if this artist blows up, which would be great for them, then you get to say that you met this artist and you went to one of their first concerts. Exactly. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And you get to make, honestly, more than that. If you want to be like completely like selfish about it, take a selfie, take an autograph. In 5 years, resell it. Good investment. Better investment opportunity than bitcoins, bros. Like, you know what I mean? And it's a free meet and greet.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, and not even just money. Honestly, and I tell people that all the time. If you come to see me at one of my shows and you get to meet me, take a selfie and stuff, and later on, I allow you to use that selfie to get laid. Whenever you need to impress somebody on a date, drop my name. That's cool. If you want to get a job, drop my name. It's free. So that's what you don't know what you're going to get, but you might come see Nick perform, and then in 2 years, it might get you laid. Honestly, so really, I would go for it.
Like, honestly, I'd be super happy to know that my name got someone laid.
Yes.
Just because I'm all for it. Just
that's
like
the definition
have the
of
party.
Success.
Totally.
Exactly. The other day, okay, that's super, like, maybe some people are going to find this freaky, but I find that super funny. One of my friends wrote to me and was like, I was having sex and then your music came on.
Yes.
And I was like, yes, I made it. That's the definition of making it for me.
You were making it. They're making it.
I mean, if I'm able to inspire sex, then I'm super happy about it. Let's go.
So what we're trying to tell you, everybody, is that DIY music is fun and profitable and sexy.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
often my tits pop out on stage because the costumes don't hold. Sometimes
so you get a free strip show on top of that.
Exactly. You get to look at tits.
Yeah.
It's okay, people. I know it's only 6:52, but our tits are legal.
It's midnight somewhere.
It is.
And it's 3 a.m. somewhere else.
It is actually almost 1 a.m. in France, and I am what? French, so.
There you go. It's French time zone.
French time.
So we have about 7 minutes left in the hour. I think maybe we'll cut to some music now. Is there anything that either you want to play?
I could maybe give a little sneak peek of one of my songs releasing only in April.
Please.
Only in April. So you're going to hear it now, and then you're never going to hear it again until it drops.
Until April. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Get your Shazam ready.
Yeah, get ready, everybody.
All right, so let me send it to you. How do I do that? Okay, let me, so as I said, I'm very, maybe I didn't say that. I'm extremely technologically challenged. So this is very difficult for me to figure myself out.
Can you send it to an email address?
Yeah.
I could send you maybe a SoundCloud link. Yeah. Does that work?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. We're
in the meantime, if you're listening to this at home, like we said, this song is only dropping in April. So 90s baby. Remember what we used to do back then? Your tape recorder. It's time to record the radio.
Bootleg demos. This is how you get really cool in the DIY world.
But then,
if you don't know what a tape recorder is, you're too young to listen to this show.
Okay, let me. Then when it drops, please stream it so I can get my .00000000001 cent from Spotify.
Yes. No, do you know, like, that's actually, in order to make $3,000 on Spotify, you need 1 million streams.
To make how much money?
3,000.
Holy smokes.
So you said, where do I send it? Where do I send the link?
You can send it to spokenword@ckut.ca.
Spoken word.
Yeah.
Watch, you're going to get 10 emails and 30 seconds of people trying to impersonate Nick.
That's all right. Hey, if you are interested in the residency program and you want more information about it, you can hit me up at that same address. So that's Jack and spokenword@ckut.ca.
Yes. All right, so you should have received a link.
All right. Let's
it has see. Been sent.
Sponsored okay. by SoundCloud.
There we go.
And this song is called Motivated.
Ooh.
Okay.
And this is that kind of song that's going to get you motivated to do it. So, like, have a party. You'll see what I mean. Some of, like, I made it listen to some of my most, like, and I say that as a compliment, ho-ish friends. And they said that this was their song. Like,
yeah. Now it's time to do your dishes, wipe your living room, get ready, get stuff done.
Oh my God. And also this photo of you. Your eyeshadow is beautiful.
Thanks. I did my own makeup.
Wow. Hey. Love it. All right. Here we go.
You know you made me lose my mind. Don't say a word, save your breath. Tonight I'm gonna make you mine. I don't know why I thought this would be different. I'm used to being used out, but after all this it left me indifferent.
Songs, but that one's released already. So that was Motivated from my EP that will be coming out in April from the same name, Motivated. So yeah, I hope to see a bunch of you at the show. Come and talk to me. I promise I don't bite unless you ask me to.
And yeah, for anybody who missed it, just tuning in, whatever, our show is ending, so that's too bad for you. But that is Nick Santo. And they are the first resident for our Transforming the Airwaves residency program at CKUT, which is generously funded by Radio Meters. I'm Jack. I am here in the studio live on CKUT 90.3 FM, CKUT.ca on the web, with Nick, with Black Casper, the founder of Transgenders Records, and with Alex, the music coordinator here at CKUT. And we have been shouting out the Transforming the Airwaves residency program. If you're interested in that, if you want to apply, check our Instagram. Get in touch with any of us in any way that you, you know how to do that. And we are happy to help you apply. And thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
This is the ROXANNE, and you are listening to CKUT.
What's up, what's up, what's up, good people? To those of you listening wherever, whenever, whatever time it is, good morning, good evening, and good night. You are locked into another Tuesday evening with Soul Perspectives right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Soul P has been on the air since 1994. We bring you all the topics, the guests, the ups and downs, the highs and the lows of the black community here in Montreal, across Canada, and internationally. I'm your host for the evening, Kim Dominique Ferguson, and we have a beautiful evening of music and discussion lined up for you tonight. Keep it locked. You are listening to Soul Perspectives right here on CKUT 90.3 on your FM dial.
No woman, no cry. I remember when we used to sit in a government yard in Trenchtown.